you know, so many changes with COVID-19 and so many businesses have grown up. There's a company based in the Colony that's been in the testing business for a long time doing
pharmacogenomics.
I knew somebody would know. That's Frank Howard.
Better known as PGX testing.
He's the CEO and founder of GeneIQ in the Colony. Thank goodness you're not in that business anymore. You've gone into the COVID-19 testing. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
So this is, I mean, this seems like a crowded field, but everybody's got a different wrinkle on it. You guys can handle up to 10,000 tests a day?
That is correct.
And are you?
We are not doing 10,000. A few days back, we released 4,000. So that's kind of that's been the peak so far.
So tell me about, I mean, there's so many differences. And plus, there's so many, especially athletes saying, you know, I tested positive and then and they kept me out of the game. And 2 days later, I tested negative. And then another day later, I tested positive. What's the variable in all this?
Well, David, I think there's a lot of misinformation in the marketplace relative to the different types of testing. Consumers, it's a difficult time for all people involved here. And they're really looking for answers, and you sometimes have the wrong answers in the marketplace. What we do at GeneIQ is PCR testing. That's the gold standard. It's molecular-based. It takes place in a laboratory. It's not point-of-care. It really is the ultimate test based on molecular information. And that's what we do at GeneIQ. And historically, it's only been a few months, but in the beginning of the pandemic, you had the LabCorps and the Quest of the world, and it was just taking forever to get turnaround times that would really effectuate change. So we knew we had to do something about that, and we came up with a few different strategies to attack that.
So, right. I mean, because I've heard these horror stories of people saying, you know, well, for self-testing, I ordered one in the mail. It took 2 or 3 days to get there. And then I turned around and sent it back the next day. And then it was 4 or 5 days before I got it and got it back. And that's, I mean, that would seem almost useless.
Yeah, that is useless. And we're cognizant of that. And, our turnaround time right now is averaging right around 15 hours. And we're doing that at large scale. So I think for what we're providing to our end user is something that's very important and well-received, and I think they've enjoyed working with us.
So you're not doing one-offs. I mean, you're handling the long-term care facilities and businesses and municipalities. Those are your clients?
Absolutely. In the beginning of the pandemic, our grander vision at GeneIQ is pharmacogenetic testing, all things molecular testing. It's the wave of the future. It's really a value-based proposition. Let's spend some money now and get data that we can use for the rest of your lifetime to lower the cost of healthcare. And that's really the name of the game at this point, taking healthcare into your hands as a consumer, potentially, with a doctor, having viable information they can use to make healthcare cheaper, for a lack of better terms.
You know, the only analogy I can think of is maybe 9/11, but, you know, 9/11 never really went away. There were changes, fundamental changes in our lives that never went back to the way they were. And my sense is that's probably going to happen with COVID-19. And I would guess that people and businesses and large gatherings are going to be more aware of, you know, the possibility of cross-infection.
Sure. Well, I think the silver lining with COVID-19 is we've really exposed, number one, the issues we have with our healthcare system. But the silver lining is the fact that, you know, when we put our minds to something, look at the vaccine. It's great news. When we put our minds to something, we can get things done so much faster, given the opportunity, eliminate a lot of the red tape than we have historically. And this is evidenced in the vaccine. And just, you know, our little company pivoting from pharmacogenetic testing to molecular COVID testing. I was looking through my notes prior to this, and, you know, I let my investors know in late February that we were going to pivot towards COVID-19 testing. I felt I had a responsibility to do that. Although the market was not reimbursing. It was reimbursing $50 for the test, and that would not cover my cost. I figured it's the right thing to do, and we went all in on that. And you know, I'm glad we did. You know, we gathered a lot of great clients, great relationships for the long term, and that's, you know, that's really the focus for GeneIQ is what are we doing in the long term? There's a lot of companies that have popped up with COVID services, but when COVID goes away, what happens to those companies? You know, it's hard to say, but at GeneIQ, we've garnered a great client base that'll, you know, they'll use all of our products, our precision medicine platform, our infectious disease platform for years to come. And, you know, that's really our focus, patient healthcare, great events for those patients and happier patients and less burden on the healthcare system.
So were you able to do a complete pivot or did you have to ramp up? Did you hire more people? Your overhead, I guess, had to go up, didn't it?
Sure. We had less than 10 employees when the pandemic came upon us. And right now we probably have 55 and we're growing still. Even as the vaccine rolls out, you know, I'm still, unfortunately, I feel that we're going to have a tough 2021. People don't want to hear that. But we're not going to be back to normal probably until the first quarter of 2022. And, you know, we're prepared to help the best we can, and we will transition back to our steady state of affairs at the same time, but all along dealing with the COVID and its ramifications.
You know, there's so much work on COVID-19, whether it's vaccines or, you know, treating antibodies or, in your case, testing. My sense is there must be some other positive consequences, some positive consequences that'll come out of this. You know, new discoveries. I mean, you've been testing for a long time, but I would assume you can come up with different techniques faster, more accurate.
It's ever evolving. There's no doubt about it. And I think our healthcare system will learn a lot from this pandemic. And, you know, I think the next let's be honest, this is this won't be the last pandemic. I think based on this, we'll be much more prepared for the following pandemic. And whether that becomes laboratory medicine or every way to handle it, a vaccine, you have to hand it to the American healthcare system with what we've done to combat this in such a short amount of time.
You know, 15 hours, 17 hours is remarkable, especially compared to the way all this started out. But still, it's not useful if I would think if you're going to, you know, test 300 people that are going to get on a 787 and go to Australia and gather or maybe have a big meeting. It would be nice if you could do that. Is it possible to do sort of instant testing?
There is instant testing, David, but unfortunately you've got a lot of false positives and false negatives. So, you know, I approach this from the standpoint of, you know, me as a consumer. Let's say I want to go visit my grandparents or my parents. Do I want to take the chance on something I can get instant gratification, a test in 15 minutes, but it's not accurate like the GeneIQ test at 98%? I don't want to.
You're 98%?
98%. That is correct.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I interrupted you. but yeah, I mean, your point's well taken is that you'd like to have some assurance on the test. So you're a CEO. You've got to have the long view.
Sure.
You've ramped up for this. Where is GeneIQ going to be a year from now? What's it going to look like and what are you going to be doing?
Sure. So, you know, our infectious disease platform, it's the same process we use for COVID-19. We'd have respiratory pathogen panels, which are extended panels testing for pathogens. Urinary tract infections, you know, that's a very pervasive problem in long-term care. And then pharmacogenetic testing, let's just be honest here. Not only have we taken a physical toll through the pandemic, the mental toll is yet to be determined. So with our pharmacogenetic platform, I can tell you, based on your genetics, which may be the right medication for you. Let's say you're suffering from depression and you need an antidepressant. We do a simple swab, return the results in about 2 days, and I can tell you that the contemplated medication your doctor's offering probably will not work based on the way you metabolize medication. So it's precision medicine at its finest. And actually, that cost us about $750 billion a year adverse drug events. It was the fourth leading cause of death. So that was really my premise. How can we lower adverse drug events and reduce the cost and the burden that the patient is dealing with the adverse drug events? So pharmacogenetics is where we'll be. And all of this really dovetails perfectly into the long-term care community because they're constantly falling. They have antipsychotics that make them dizzy. So it's just really the perfect storm and the perfect platform for that demographic, which you know, we did really well with throughout the pandemic. I actually made a few cold calls and cold emails to the top 10 providers of long-term care in the country. And we have a handful of those as our clients now. So I anticipate that the good work we have done will continue on forever. That's where we want to be.
Well, that is good work. And I started out this thinking, I hope you never go back into that business so I don't have to try to pronounce that word again. But I take it back.
Let's just call it PGX.
I will. I'll call it PGX, and you'll be back doing that. But right now, you're handling a lot of COVID-19 tests. Frank Howard, CEO and founder of GeneIQ. It's good to have you with us. We wish you the best. Thank you.
No, it's been great. I've enjoyed it.
Thanks a lot. For more of our conversation with Mr. Howard, go to KRLD.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.